This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, it's fair week in Walla Walla and Ellensburg. Now, I know back on Friday I said likely no rain until after Labor Day, but latest weather maps and satellites are showing a weak surge of mid-level moisture that may allow isolated thunderstorms Thursday afternoon and evening, mainly south of Sunnyside to Dayton. Rainfall amounts of only a tenth of an inch or less are expected, so if you've done some early fall planning, the light rainfall amounts should produce very little soil crusting. For late this week and next week, warm and dry conditions will be the rule. In the meantime, for this week, hot is the word as summer gets in some last licks. Tomorrow looks to be the hottest with temperatures in the mid and upper 90s, and this is about 10 to 15 degrees above normal for late August. This may cause moderate to severe heat stress on cattle in the afternoon due to the light wind and intense solar radiation. The light winds, though, will favor spraying conditions. Crop water use the next 7 days will range between an inch and a quarter and a half for alfalfa, silking corn, apples. Lawns and grapes and late potatoes will need between an inch and a quarter. Field burning will have poor smoke dispersion today and Wednesday due to the light winds. Better smoke dispersion is possible on Thursday, but there is the potential for gusty winds near thunderstorms, especially in the southern third of the Columbia Basin. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.